Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. During the COVID-19 pandemic, we're probably all feeling a little bit more stressed than normal. Workplace stress, financial stress if we've had some job insecurity, family stress with everybody cooped up in the house and kids maybe not able to go to school and dealing with caring for loved ones, and health and safety stress, our own health and safety. Stress is really everywhere. The folks at WalletHub, a financial services website, did a study recently where they tried to determine the most and least stressed cities in America. Basically, they compared more than 180 American cities, essentially the largest 180 cities in America, across 42 key metrics in categories like work stress, financial stress, family stress, and health and safety stress. And after doing the analysis and coming up with the weighted averages across cities, here are the top five most stressed cities in America, according to WalletHub. Number one, Cleveland, Ohio. Number two, Detroit, Michigan. Number three, Birmingham, Alabama. Number four, Gulfport, Mississippi. Number five, Newark, New Jersey. All of these cities come in relatively high across all four categories of stress, including Detroit, Michigan, which was number one in health and safety stress, and Cleveland, Ohio, number one in financial stress. On the other end of the spectrum, the five least stressed cities in the United States, according to the WalletHub data, are Overland Park, Kansas, Fargo, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Boise, Idaho, and finally the least stressed city, according to WalletHub, Lincoln, Nebraska. These are all kind of similar places, right, in either in the Midwest or the Far West, smaller cities, relatively speaking. They also, again, come in relatively positive across all four dimensions of workplace stress. What's interesting to look at this data now, especially in the time of the COVID-19 pandemic, as more and more organizations have pivoted to remote work, and many organizations are going to just make that transition to remote work permanent, people have more options about where they can live or where they would like to live and can still be able to provide good, solid jobs, working from home, still maybe working with your same company, but living in a place that's better suited to your needs, to your lifestyle, to what you want for weather, in my case, where I moved largely to get out of the cold weather climate. It's going to be really interesting to see if we see more of a migration from the traditional high-tech cities like San Francisco and the Bay Area, New York City, maybe Austin, Texas, to places like Sioux Falls or Boise or Lincoln or Billings, Montana, which also scored well on this survey. American workers hopefully will have more options after the pandemic, and maybe those options will include living in a place that's more suited to how you'd like to live and one that has less stress associated with it. It's a pretty interesting study from WalletHub. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.